Good morning. Can anyone tell me what I have this here in my hand? That's right. I have salt in my hands. This is iodized salt, but I'm sure you guys all have salt at home, right? Now, what do you do with your salt? You put it on food. What kind of foods? Chicken nuggets. Sometimes you put it on steak? Yeah, whew, putting salt on steak. Now, there was a time my father, he took me out to a very nice restaurant, and I got a nice steak, and as soon as it came, I was going to put salt on it. His hand grabs mine, and he's like, what are you doing? What are you doing putting that salt on an already seasoned steak? Took me a while to learn. But why did he stop me? Anyone? Yeah, he's thinking I wouldn't like it. I didn't even taste it. Because salt, you know if food's been salted. Yes. So it has a very bold flavor. It's not subtle. You know something's been salted. Well, in the same way, when we're called to be Christians and follow Christ, we're not called to be just bland, to just exist, but rather we are to be bold. We are to confess Christ, a lot like salt. In our gospel reading, it talks about salt without saltiness. Now, what would happen if you put salt on your steak or your chicken nuggets and it didn't taste like salt? What would you do with that salt? What was that? Yeah, you throw it away, because salt without saltiness isn't worth anything. But in the same way, I encourage you, be like salt as you are Christians. Be bold in your faith. You may be seated.